Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This segment of The Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
You know, I thought I was going to put together a bed for this segment over the weekend, but I didn't. And so as a result, and I was just talking to new guy Jake, I've gone back to calling him new guy Jake because I don't have another nickname for him yet. And even though he's not the newest guy, we got some other new kids starting.
In like a week or something.
Yeah, what's his story? Have you seen him yet?
I've not seen him.
You,
His name's Jet. That's what I know.
You think you could take him in a fist fight?
I've never seen him.
I'm just asking, do you think you could take him in a fist fight?
Yeah, sure. I'm not going to doubt myself.
Love it. Can't wait to see this kid. I heard he was like my age, though. Somebody said he was old.
Wow.
No, you know what? I take that back. The young lady at the front said, "Hey, y'all got some new person." And I was like, "Really?" And but then it was a different radio station. So that's what it was. Mm. I was like, "Yeah, I hadn't heard." So, all right. So let the record
show.
You
want some of the text?
Yeah, read the text here in a second. Let the record show. Dylon will beat the new guy's ass as soon as he sees him. So make sure, mark that.
Okay, we got.
I'm gonna put him through the ringer. I'm training him on like the Rangers stuff. So.
Oh, are you? Yeah, he's doing our show next week, isn't he?
Yeah, I think it's with Kevin.
I think it is.
I think.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. Next week, Tacky Kev. Okay, what are you saying there, Dave?
This is text. Okay. I did not know that there is not a Mickey Donald's in Montpelier. What did we say it was?
Montpelier.
There are more cows than people in Vermont.
Okay. Apparently.
Vermont hates fat people, so it makes sense. That's a text.
Vermont hates fat people. Mm-hmm. What are they basing that off of? Maybe they do. I don't know. I've never been to Vermont, so I can't speak to their hatred.
Who's been to Vermont, though, if you don't live there?
If you like to ski... You can't. They've got pretty good skiing.
Fun fact, I've never been skiing before.
Ooh, yeah. Missing out.
Tell you what, me and Dylon might be spirit animals because I too have never skied.
Y'all are missing out, man.
So,
snowboard once every couple years, man. That's where it's at. Get my extreme sports.
Yeah.
Parasailing.
Get you do your Sean White. Let's go hit some snow, bro. Let's do it before that SB3 ban hits.
I was hitting butters. You don't even know what a butter is.
What is that? Is that some sort of
it's a move.
Snow move or
slow? It's a snow maneuver.
Some sort of snowboarding.
It's real smooth.
It's butter.
Okay. Some other texts that were texted in. How old is the oldest state?
Oh, how old is the oldest state?
What's the first state? Isn't it Mayflower Compound?
No, I think it's got to be it's Delaware, isn't it?
That's Jamestown. Yeah. Wherever that's at.
I thought it was.
You should know this.
I thought it was Delaware. I thought Delaware was the oldest state in the Union. Is it not?
I back that. I would.
Right?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Now, what am I asking Blake for? I'm looking at a
computer right here. Let's just look
at it. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and Google it, Dylan.
I'm going to lock in New Mexico.
I'll take Mississippi for the win.
I'll take Texas.
No, not the state that can't read, the oldest state in the in the country.
Hit that bell for yourself. It's Delaware.
It's about time.
Someone said you can move capitals, but there's a long legal process involved and it has certain stipulations. And then when I asked how was it determined, about 50 people texted in all the exact same thing. The way state capitals were determined was back in the day, it was, someone gave a smarter answer. Pretty much it was where all the, what you said at the beginning, kind of like where all the people were at in the hub. But the biggest reason is it's the most central in the state. Almost all of them are very central, right in the middle, geographically.
Okay, I can see that.
I'm looking at a map. I can tell you some that are not central at all. Nevada, what's the capital of Nevada?
Carson City.
Which is about as west as it gets.
I was going to say, it's not far from Vegas, isn't it? Now, to your point, okay. Since you...
That's just what people texted in, like 10 people
texted in. I don't disagree, but here's what I'm saying.
And I'm looking at the map and adding up.
So Blake, who hates the fact that, you know, popular cities aren't state capitals, apparently. A good friend of mine is the state attorney for Nevada. She lives outside of Carson City, which, like you said, is a nothing burger
almost,
of a town.
It's almost in California.
Okay. She goes to Vegas once a month for a week and runs the, you know, like it's pseudo state capital down in Nevada. Or excuse me, down in Vegas.
When you look at what's the capital of Minnesota, it's nowhere in the central. It's
Minneapolis, isn't it?
St. Paul.
Minneapolis, St. Paul.
I mean, the Twin Cities. They're like right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much the same thing.
Wisconsin. It's at the bottom.
Madison, right?
Yep, at the bottom of the state.
Topeka is on the east side of the state. Yep. So.
Same with Nebraska, with Lincoln.
Okay.
Pierre, the Dakotas got it. The Dakotas are smack dab in the middle.
Well, because they're the smack
dab
in the middle.
Oklahoma City's pretty much right in the middle, too.
Oklahoma City is right in the middle.
It is.
There's really not a lot there in the middle, so I'm thinking y'all's theory. I mean, Nashville, Tennessee's smack dab in the middle.
But apparently it's not most smack dab in the middle.
New York is nowhere close to the middle. So I'm starting to think your guys' theory sucks. Augusta's not in the middle of Maine. So I'm fighting back against that theory. See, that's what happens, though, in our world, Fred.
Groupthink,
right there. And then we accept it. I don't look it up, and I move on, and that's part of my thought process.
But here's the other part of it, too.
Think about it, Fred. No. And then you never fact-check yourself. Yes, we're talking about capitals right now. What if it was a more serious topic?
I think you could don't get me started on that.
And then we just move on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. We're just that's what it is. And you never fact check yourself and you go 5 years down the road, tell people about it, you go 10 years down the road, have kids, tell them about it. And then you just go with misinformation.
1 minute you're telling somebody you can wait 15 minutes, and the next thing you know, they're telling you their whole life story. You didn't even ask for it. Yep. You know? I mean, what a world. What kind of world are we living in? All right, let's do a little top five, get this thing rocking and rolling. Top five. Yesterday was National Burger Day. And who doesn't love a good hamburger? Okay? Who doesn't love a good hamburger? Top five condiments and or sides or toppings that you like.
Whoa, you didn't say sides.
I didn't mean sides. I didn't mean sides. I meant toppings. Condiments or toppings that you like on your burger. Number five.
Now, is this at home or at a when you're buying?
Whatever you want. I don't care. Either or. Burger. Whatever. However you dress your burger. Number five. Another patty. Okay. Number five, another patty.
I don't work the...
All right.
Hold on. They're texting on the YouTube saying they can't hear our voices. But I don't work the YouTube, so I don't know.
They're saying they can't hear us on the YouTube?
On the YouTube.
Uh-oh.
We got a bunch of producers back there. That'll help you. Okay.
I didn't do anything.
We got a group thing in the back there. All right. My number five, another patty.
I feel like that's kind of cheating because it's not really a condiment. It's just an added protein.
I said a topping or a condiment.
Little... Minor cheese.
Can I add an extra patty?
Yes
or no?
You can add a lot of things.
Okay, then I did. I just did.
You can add a grilled cheese to it.
Exactly. I said another patty. Again, this is my top five list. What are we doing here? What are we doing here?
Chip cookie there. You can add.
What are we doing here? Exactly.
You can add whatever you want to a burger.
Mine's another patty.
We're doing typical add-ons.
Okay, that's typical for me though.
I had an extra patty
typical
today
for me. Okay, great. I'm happy for you.
I wouldn't count
it
as a topping though.
That's not you though, bro. That's how I roll.
But if I'd have known, I would have put a patty.
The list is fluid. I mean, there's no hard and fast rule. Like, we're not going to knock your chair over.
I wrote in pen.
Okay, well, so did I. As a matter of
fact, jalapenos at number five.
Awful. Awful.
As someone who has a little bit of grit.
Yeah.
Jalapeno, a little spicy papa.
Whatever, bro.
Mouth emulsion. Green and red. Give me the seeds.
What did you just say?
Mouth emulsion.
Dylon, you're number five.
Number five, just ketchup. You can't go wrong.
Y'all's list is terrible. An extra patty and ketchup. Y'all are some
basic bees up basic. In here. The basic of the basics. He said ketchup.
With mustard at four?
My number one is going to really disappoint you guys. You're number four.
Number four, lettuce.
You know, I want to say something about Dylon right now, but it's still not late enough to say it. I may wait till off the air to say this. I'm going to keep it to myself. But I mean it in the nicest of ways.
That was a great intro.
You're number four.
I'm going to go a little Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
Oh, what a great pull.
Add a little drip to the sauce.
My number four, bacon.
Mm-hmm. Be making the list.
Not too crispy, though. I don't like, I don't need to crunch my bacon while I'm eating my burger.
Bad take.
So, you know what? You're a bad take. So, number four, bacon for me. Number three, an onion ring.
I don't hate that.
Love a good onion ring on my burger. That's my number three.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and make your list better. I'm going to take the two better variations of what you just said. And number three, I'm going to go the grilled onion. Nice crunch. Getting the onion, but I'm not fat and frying the onion. I'm just grilling the onion. Give me the caramelized grilled crunchy
onion.
Well,
he's not fat.
Onion.
He's short and fat. So let's make sure we qualify that. All right. Number three for Dylon. Give me something good here.
The tomato. It's the most... You can't go wrong.
This guy's building a Happy Meal.
What are we doing here? Number two, Texas toast.
The sesame seeds.
Number one, olive oil. This is how I like my burger cooked in. Thanks, Zion. All right,
pinch of salt and pepper.
Pink Himalayan salt, actually. Helps with the testosterone.
That's good.
Number two.
Number two, we're adding bacon to it.
Okay.
There's something a little different. There you go.
Yeah, great. Jumping out the deep end on that one.
Dude said bacon. We're getting wild now. Bacon for my
I'm
number two.
I'm a basic
two.
Guy.
You are.
If you put it all together, it's a classic American burger.
Yes, and you're a classic American, so that makes sense. You are a classic
and then
American.
Some. My number two.
We love Dylon here on the show.
Bacon, but unlike Fred, I want it as crispy as possible. I want to.
So you made fun of mine, but you said bacon.
I want to crunch.
Well, he's making fun of the fact that now here's the question, Dylon. We're not making fun of your bacon choice, but here's the question: do you want it crispy or not too crispy?
Yeah, it needs to be crispy. Soft bacon is eh.
You're not a fan of flaccid bacon, huh?
Did you say something about an egg?
Nobody has said egg yet.
Oh, man. That's probably
You want to add that? You want to add that to your list?
Somebody text it and I don't hate that.
You want to honorable mention it?
Well, you got to say how the egg's cooked, though. That's a big part of it.
A fried egg.
Okay, but fried how? Over medium? Over easy? Over hard?
Over medium,
I guess.
Over medium, probably.
I tell you what, though. Good luck with that, because I'll tell you what. The number of people in just the world that don't do over medium correctly. All right. What was your number two?
Crispy bacon.
Crispy bacon. My number two, cheese.
Well, now you got to pick the type of cheese, though.
Ooh, pepper jack.
Easy. That's pepper my number jack. One. I'll go ahead and spoil that. That's no my brainer. Number one. Pepper jack
pepper
cheese.
Pepper jack cheese is elite. And then, of course, my number one, if you know, you know.
Barbecue sauce.
Fred Davis. I'll tell you what. Apparently, Blake has worked with me a time or two. Barbecue sauce continues to go hard in the paint.
I mean, our burgers are pretty much built the same way.
Pretty much. Built different.
Barbecue, bacon, some variation
although
of an onion.
Although I did an extra patty.
Extra patty. I could have put extra patty or jalapenos.
Okay.
Dylon.
Dylon, take us home.
Number one, American cheese.
Kraft single, American cheese.
There we
slides.
Go, everyone.
Perfect.
Perfect.
A kosher bun, guys. A kosher bun. All right, final segment of the program. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.